If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's your weekend, buddy?
It was great. I'm all the way back. Great weekend. College football, NFL. October is a new month for your boy. Might as well call me Mr. October. I might as well be Reggie Jackson.
It seems a bit extreme. I will say you do seem to be all the way back, which I'm a big fan of. But now you have to go against not only me, but Connor as well in the best bets competition. So you got some work to do this week, bud.
Absolutely.
Also, when am I getting that free dinner?
Get your sweet ass up here. I'll buy you dinner, bub.
Okay, we'll make it happen. And then you already heard me talk about him, but it's our other co-host, at least for the time being, the Eagles fan, the Eagles expert, the football expert, Connor. Connor, how was your weekend?
It was not a good weekend. I was not a football expert this past weekend. It was pretty rough.
I think in general this was a rougher weekend for bettors. I know I kind of got smacked in the mouth, but hey, we'll keep it moving. So before we get into today's episode, I just want to tell you guys about Bookie.co. You've heard me talk about them before. They are a wonderful free service. You just go into their website, Bookie.co. You put in your email address, you're signed up in minutes, and it is free. They give you picks for every single day. They give you tons of tips and tricks and also other resources such as podcasts or tips and tricks or, you know, text services, whatever the case may be. So make sure you guys all go to thebookie.co and sign up for their daily newsletter today. So it is Monday, which means one thing and one thing only. Monday Night Football is happening tonight. So tonight we got the Raiders at the Chargers. The Chargers are getting 3 points. I believe the over-under is 51.5. I think this one should be a good game, but I can only see one outcome where it is not a good game, and that is if the Raiders put up a stinker. The Raiders are undefeated. But I think it is probably time they come crashing down to earth. We talked about it on Football Friday. Connor even mentioned it. You know, we turned the calendar month past September, the first month of the NFL season, which means the Raiders start crashing down to earth. So I'm liking the Chargers -3 tonight. What do you guys think about this game tonight?
I am staying away. A lot of reasons, but the biggest one is I'm not going to watch it. Hopefully I'll be asleep before this game starts. I got a really early morning tomorrow. So I'm staying away. I'm sticking to my script. I'm not going to bet on things I can't watch. And also, I don't know what to make of these teams. I'm obviously impressed with the Raiders, but I wouldn't be surprised if they had a stinker, like you said. And the Chargers, I think they're better than 2-1, to be honest with you. I still can't get over the fact that they lost, and I had a lot of money on that game that they lost. So both of these teams aren't teams I want to bet on just yet. I want to see more out of it.
I actually like the -3 for the Chargers. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game with offenses just going off, so I'm looking forward to it, actually. A division game that's going to be tough, and it's going to matter big time for both teams, even this early on.
The only thing that worries me about taking the Chargers is the fact that everyone I know, the public included, are taking the Chargers. Anytime you're seeing, you know, this kind of action, most people are like, oh, good, you know, I'm in with the experts. I'm in with everyone. To me, that freaks me the heck out. I'm a big fade the public guy. I don't like riding with the public because the public thinks they're smarter than they are. Right now, 58% of the bets are on the Chargers, but 85% of the money is on the Chargers. So that means even the sharps are on the Chargers. So that makes me feel a little bit better, but it still worries me a little bit. And since we are talking about Monday Night Football, that means we have our daily fantasy lineups. So, Diz, why don't you grace us with your daily fantasy lineup?
Okay, thank you for letting me lead off. MVP, this is one where I think you have to have both quarterbacks. I'd be very surprised if either of you gentlemen don't have both quarterbacks. So my strategy was to get both quarterbacks and then try to maximize the rest of my spend with some deep value. Herbert as my MVP. Carr has actually put up more points than Herbert fantasy-wise, which is nuts because I actually have both of these guys on one of my fantasy leagues, and I haven't started Carr yet. So I'm thinking about maybe making a last-second change, putting Carr in instead of Herbert. But I actually think Herbert's going to do better tonight. Have him as my MVP. I got Carr in there as well. It's kind of a coin flip. I just went with my gut. I went with the lettuce. Those are my two. I have Herbert as my MVP. Then I got Hunter Renfrow. I think I'm stealing Pat's thunder here, but he has a lot of targets, and he had great value. I couldn't believe how low his number was. He gets, especially in PPR leagues, he gets a lot of points just from his targets. Then I got the kicker for the Raiders, Carlson, 14 points per game. That's insane from a kicker. And then Brian Edwards with my last one. You know I love going double kickers, but Brian Edwards was actually less value than the Chargers kicker, and the Chargers kicker's a little sus. So I went with Brian Edwards instead of the Chargers kicker. Those are my five.
I love it. And yeah, my lineup is very similar. But Connor, why don't you go ahead and grace us with your lineup?
So I went ahead, same thing with the quarterbacks. MVP is Herbert, and then I went with Carr as my number two. Then I went ahead and went with Austin Eckler. I wanted a running back, and it's still questionable on the other guy. What's his name?
Josh Jacobs, yep.
Yeah, it's still questionable for Jacobs. So I wanted to go with Eckler, but that took a lot of money from me. So I did go with the kicker, Carlson. I thought there was a lot of points they were projecting for him. And then John Brown. I only had $5,000 left, so I went with a wide receiver, John Brown, for the Raiders.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Connor, you did say that you went through and picked your lineup originally, and then you realized you didn't have enough money to pick anybody, so you had to go back and retool your lineup a bit.
Exactly, because it went Herbert, Carr, Eckler, and then I was like, oh man, a bunch of people I don't even know or have never heard of beyond that point. So I wanted to make sure I at least got a kicker in for points instead of settling for two people who may not see the field at all.
Yep. Yep, that'll happen, and that's why that salary cap's there. But so for my lineup, I'm with you guys. I got the two quarterbacks, but I actually went Derek Carr with my MVP. And I just think for me, I chose Derek Carr instead of Herbert because, like you two went with, I think Herbert's the better quarterback, but I think the public's going to be all over Herbert. So I'm trying to differentiate my lineup enough to where I can maybe get some added points. So I went Derek Carr MVP, and then I also had Justin Herbert. And then I actually went Jared Cook. So I'll be honest, before I went through and did this, I had no idea he was on the Chargers. I know he's been on the Saints the past couple of years, and with Drew Brees, he was putting up some massive numbers. So I'm hoping we have a little bit of a glimpse of that. He is the tight end for the Chargers, and he's actually third on the team in targets behind Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. So good value there. Someone's getting a lot of targets. I'm hoping he can produce tonight. And then like Diz said, I went Hunter Renfrow. And so even though he is listed as their number three wide receiver, he actually leads all wide receivers in targets. And he's actually second on the team in targets behind Waller. And like Diz said, we get tremendous value. He was actually very low on the salary cap. So in these salary cap lineups, you want to look for huge value. And it's definitely there with Renfrow. And then I went Brian Edwards. This one was the one I kind of struggled the most with. I was going back and forth between him and Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Drake is a running back, and he actually gets more targets than Brian Edwards does. But Edwards actually has more points this season. And if Josh Jacobs does end up playing, we did mention that he is questionable tonight, but he hasn't played the past 2 weeks. So if Josh Jacobs plays, we might see less of Drake on the field and less targets. So I went with Brian Edwards there. But I'm glad to see that most of us are in agreement with most of our lineup.
I actually don't like that because I feel like a lot of people will have that, and I'll probably end up coming in like 12th place or something.
That is possible. And for those who are wondering, we did up our ante. We went $5 entry fee. only 20 participants. So we need to finish in the top 10 of this thing to make some money. But fingers crossed for that. All right, let's review our best bets from Friday. I went 0-3. As I said, I had a very, very rough gambling weekend, but it does happen. We will bounce back as we always do. Connor, how did you do this weekend, best bets wise?
I think you know how I did. I went 0-2.
I do know, but the people don't know. So I'm
just lucky I didn't bet the third one like you did. That's the only reason. That's the only reason I'm ahead of you.
Hey, it's early. It's early. It's still way too early. And Diz, how did you do?
1-1-1. I pushed a 1 o'clock teaser, but I still got some profit out of it because what FanDuel does, I think DraftKings probably does too. I think every sportsbook does, honestly. But if you push one leg of a teaser and the other two hit, it just gives you the value of if you tease the other two. So I think it was like a $10 tease, and I won like $6. So
interesting.
Yeah. So a little bit of a payout there, which I was happy about. First teaser I've hit in a while. And then I lost my late teaser. And then Penn State minus 12.5 was a no-doubter from the beginning.
That game made me so mad.
You had to know what was going to happen.
Okay. If we – so what was it?
How many rushing yards did IU have?
Not enough is the right answer. But 4th-and-1 on Penn State's 8, and we go for it when we haven't been able to run the ball all game. I don't know. Well, did we try to run the ball in that situation? I don't actually know.
No, we did. That's my whole thing is, like, we're playing Penn State. We're probably going to get stomped. I'm all right with going for it on 4th-and-1. But when you literally have negative rushing yards at the time, let's not try to run it up the middle on 4th-and-1. So
exactly. Do like a read option with Penix. Make the guy – I know.
I don't know.
Trying to protect Penix, but he's out now anyways, isn't he?
Yeah, that also might be sus. I wonder if we're just benching him and don't want it to look like we're benching him. But nonetheless, T's and P's if he's actually hurt, and let's keep it moving because I use garbage, fade Hoosier season. Let's keep it moving.
Did you see the interception he threw? He threw two, like, dime pieces, and then he just kind of lofted one up to Freifogel, like, for no reason, and the Penn State guy dove and caught it right before he went out of bounds.
I did see that. I thought it was a better defensive play than a shitty throw, but nonetheless, I mean, we're just down bad, Patty. That's all there is to it.
IU could have and should have covered that game. I don't care what anyone says, but
we lost 24-0.
I know, but if we kick the field goal and then we don't throw that interception and maybe score a touchdown there, then we are only down 14 points and maybe a field goal and we cover.
I respectfully disagree.
That's fine. Anyways, moving on. I will start with my best bets of the night, and it's kind of not really of the night. It's best bets until the next episode hits, because I've got two for the MLB wildcard games. We got tomorrow night, we have the AL wildcard game, and I'm going Red Sox money line versus the Yankees. This one was a tough one for me to decide on. Both teams are pitching phenomenal pitchers. Gerrit Cole's going for the Yankees. Nathan Eovaldi is going for the Red Sox. No clear advantage there in the pitching. But the Red Sox are actually the better hitting team against the right-handers, and they are at home. So I'm hoping this game will be close and fantastic to watch, but I think the Red Sox get it done at home. Diz, do you have any – I know you want to talk MLB wild cards. So this is your chance. Do you have anything on the AL wild card game?
I do have some cheddar on the AL wildcard game, but it does revolve around the outcome. I think the Yankees are going to pull this out because they have a better bullpen. But once again, I am not an MLB sharp. I think all of my Diz stands learned that during the MLB season in the dog days of summer. But yeah, I'm excited. I think both of these games are going to be fantastic. I love that Boston's playing the Yankees.
Yeah.
Because I don't really follow baseball, but I know that Boston Yankees is going to be a hell of a matchup just because they're that big of rivals. And then the NL, man, Cardinals are the hottest team in the MLB. The Dodgers won 106 games and didn't win the division. The Dodgers might win 106 games and miss the playoffs, and that is nuts to me. So I'm hopefully going to watch both of these games. I don't know if I'm going to watch all 9 innings, but I definitely have some cheddar down on both of these.
So, speaking of that other one, on Wednesday night in the National League wildcard game, we do have Dodgers versus Cardinals. And I'm going Dodgers first five minus a half a run versus the Cardinals. So, first and foremost, this is definitely an emotional hedge pick and a pick where I was looking for value, to be honest. So, I have a bet, maybe multiple bets, for the Cardinals to win the World Series. If they lose here, it's all gone. It's all done, right? So you definitely know you have to go with the Dodgers. But there wasn't a ton of value in picking the Dodgers whole game money line. I think the value to pick Dodgers money line was worse than minus 200.
So, that's correct.
So, but I could get tremendous value in getting the Dodgers first five at minus a half run at minus 130. So I am hoping that, you know, there's definitely a chance that the Dodgers win the first five and the Cardinals win the game. That would be best case scenario. But I'm just hoping that the Cardinals don't win the first five and then end up losing the game, because that's like worst case scenario. But I'm going Dodgers first five minus half versus the Cardinals.
Yeah, I would say you're letting – that's kind of an emotional hedge, except the worst case scenario
is
the Cardinals win the first five and then blow it late, which is I hate to speak that into existence, but that's a wild emotional hedge considering the worst case scenario can still happen.
Yeah, well, and to be honest, is I'm still contemplating putting some money on the Dodgers full game money line. It's just not going to be a best bet. There's absolutely zero value. I mean, but some money is better than no money. So I might put like 10, 15 bucks on Dodgers money line. But anyways, and then my final best bet is for the NFL game tonight. Like I said earlier, I'm going Chargers minus three versus the Raiders. I'm just waiting for the Raiders to come crashing down to earth, and I think it's time they do. So that's what I got. Diz, what do you got for your best bets?
I have three best bets, and all of them are Major League Baseball. Can we take a second?
Whoa, hold on. I thought you were done betting. I take that back. I do think you said that you were done betting baseball until the playoffs.
Until the wild card games. I don't even think I'm going to bet in the playoffs. Now, don't at me on that, but
the wild card is technically a playoffs. I mean, it's
true, but I'm saying after this, I may be done. I just love the wild card games that much.
Yep.
So I'm going to watch both of these games.
Probably not. We have softball on Wednesday night, but
what time? It's going to get canceled though. Let's not lie. It's raining like crazy up here in Indianapolis. It's going to get canceled. I'm going to watch both of these games. I got a no run second inning parlay between these two games.
Yes. Let's go.
Bring it back. No run second inning parlay plus 124. Hey, fact of the matter is the four best pitchers on these teams are going. It's Scherzer, Wainwright, Garrett Cole, and I'm not going to lie, I don't know who Boston's ace is, but four absolute rockets of pitchers. I think these are low-scoring games. No run second inning parlay at plus 124. Then I got the St. Louis Cardinals money line plus 188 against the LA Dodgers. Now, I cannot believe how big this line was, because one, the Cardinals are the hottest team in baseball. I know the Dodgers have 106 wins, and they're pissed off they didn't win their division. But for me, this comes down to pitching. And you may be thinking, how do the Cardinals have a pitching advantage? They're going against Scherzer. Max Scherzer, in his last two starts, his last 10 innings pitched, he's given up 10 runs. So he's not hot right now. The Cardinals are hot with the bat in their hands. I think the Cardinals pull this out. However, for that to happen, Wainwright has to throw a gin.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm making a separate best bet, parlaying the Cardinals money line with the under 7.5 at plus 420. I know that's nuts. I know I don't take unders. My Diz stands. I need you to just stay frosty with me for a second. If the Cardinals win this game, the under will hit. I truly believe that. So I have that as a separate best bet at plus 420. So no run second inning parlay of both wildcard games. St. Louis money line, we are praying to the father himself, Adam Wainwright, and then the St. Louis money line and under parlay together. Those are my three best bets. Patty, I know you love that shit.
I mean, you're scratching me right where I itch. How can I not love this? First off, you're a Reds fan. You're betting on the Cardinals. Second, you're betting our trademarked NRSI no-run second-inning bet. And then third, you're also betting an under. I mean, what else could I ask for? Absolutely nothing. All right. Connor, why don't you go ahead
and
give us...
Kind of an emergency for me because I think the Dodgers want to... What? I think I want the Dodgers to win, but
yes,
we're going to make money.
We got it.
We
got it.
Tell me you got that. I just talked for 10 minutes. Did you get all that? Okay. I lost you guys.
No, we got it all, and we are huge fans. I just put in all those bets minus the Cardinals money line. So definitely ride with my boy.
Did you hear my money line and under parlay?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
All right. I cannot believe it.
Hey, if the Cardinals win, the under's going to hit, baby.
Let's go. All right. Connor, why don't you grace us with your best bets of the night?
All right. So you know why I'm here. I'm here for football. So obviously I got to bet on football.
Yeah.
So unfortunately you have the same one as me, so it's going to mean nothing. But I have Chargers minus three as well.
Okay. Okay.
But my second bet is not football related.
Oh, really?
I have a preseason hockey game.
Yes.
Taking the Seattle Kraken over the Vancouver Canucks in a NHL preseason game.
Let's go. What are they so far this preseason, Connor? Like 3-1?
3-1, I believe.
Let's go. Release the Kraken.
Exactly. Yes, they are 3-1. I just confirmed that.
We're going to know one of Connor's best bets every game during hockey season, but I don't even care.
Oh, they're 3-2.
Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah. Still good.
They have a winning record.
That's right. That's all you need. You need more wins than losses, so we'll take it.
That's right.
All right. I love it. Let's get into the Hail Mary same game parlay of the day. Now, hand up. This one's on me. I labeled this as a Hail Mary same game parlay of the day. But before, I was going to add maybe another leg or two to really get the odds up on this. But then I accidentally hit submit. So not as much juice as normal with these. But on DraftKings, you can get a $25 risk-free same game parlay. Or on FanDuel, I believe it is $20. I don't know. Either way, if you haven't used it yet this week, you can get some risk-free action on this. This is what I recommend for this. But today's Hail Mary same game parlay of the day is $25 risk-free to win $300. So I've got Austin Eckler, anytime touchdown for the Chargers. Mike Williams, happy birthday, Mike Williams. We know we're watching. Mike Williams, anytime touchdown. Derek Carr, over 249.5 passing yards. Justin Herbert, over 249.5 passing yards. Justin Herbert, 2+ touchdown passes. Derek Carr, 2+ touchdown passes. And then finally, Austin Eckler, over 34.5 receiving yards. And Austin Eckler, over 39.5 rushing yards. So there you guys have it. Do you guys have any same game parlays going for tonight that you want to share or anything?
I've already exhausted both of mine. My $25 one via DraftKings did not hit, but my $10 FanDuel one did. I hit one this weekend. It was not a best bet, but I am out of same game parlays. But hey, all my Diz stands, we hit a same game parlay, so feeling good.
Did you share that same game parlay with anybody?
I did in the Chalkboard app.
I do not believe you because I didn't see it. But anyways, we will take it. All right. Anything you boys need to get off your chest before we call it a day?
Hey, what's the score of the best bets competition? This is probably the only day I'm going to have a lead. I want to know what the score is.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot to mention that. So,
The guy who goes 0-3 forgets to...
I actually had it in the episode notes. I just totally forgot to mention it. I am down 3 units. Connor's down 2 units, and Diz is down a measly 0.09 units. So, yes.
Are we sure that's accurate with my push tease?
I'm not giving you 6 units because you pushed on a teaser that FanDuel somehow paid you out.
What do you mean? So that's what they do.
Yeah, that's not what we do.
I didn't lose.
If you push, you get your unit back. That's as simple as that. So you went 1-1-1. You hit the one for Penn State at -110. You lost your 4 p.m. teaser, and then you got your unit back for the push of the 1 p.m. teaser.
How is that negative, though? Because the tease that I missed was +120.
Yeah, so the one bet you hit, you got 1.9 units. No, not 1.9. You got 0.9 units.
Yeah.
Or 0.91 units. And then you lost the one. So you're technically just below even because you got screwed by the book, you know, always trying to take a little bit off the edge of that -110.
I can't get half a unit for my push?
No, absolutely not.
I got money out of it.
Yeah, we don't go off of money. We go off of units, and we go off of what it should be. Not that's like saying like this risk-free. Like if I did a risk-free same-game parlay bet for my
No, a teaser is not risk-free. There's nothing about my bet that was risk-free.
I mean, you didn't hit the bet, and you got money out of it. So
I took an extra point to be careful. If anything, I should get it. I should get the units because I decided to make it a 7-point tease, knowing that it was going to be that close.
No.
Sorry. I'll let it go. I was surprised. I'm surprised to be negative. I had a great weekend.
You did.
I'm a little salty. I'm sorry.
There's no denying that. But anything you boys need to get off your chest before we call it a day?
I guess I'm a Cardinals fan. I guess I'm a Cardinals fan on Wednesday, Pat.
Let's go. What'd you say, Connor?
To go football.
We love go football. Football. Oh, man. That's
awesome.
We're going
to have a drought of football coming up here for a few days. So I'm going to enjoy this game.
But, Connor, it's playoff baseball that holds you over until football comes back on Thursday. You got a wild card game on Tuesday and a wild card game on Wednesday. I mean, what's not to like?
What is baseball? What is this? I want some contact. I want some fights.
Hey, legit though, there might be a fight in the Red Sox Yankees game. So if you are going to watch for fights, Tuesday night's the one to watch.
Okay. You might have me convinced. I'm going to be highly upset and never watch baseball again if there's not a fight, though.
You know what? I might be okay with that. I might be banking more on there being a fight than anything else.
Okay.
If there was a bet, if you could bet on if there would be a fight, I mean, yeah, you would get pretty good odds, I think. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Make sure you check us out on Twitter and maybe Instagram if Instagram is not dead, at SportsBetByDumb. You can also check us out on our website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. You can check out podcast episodes on there, our link to our Twitter feed, and also our link to our merch website. So thank you all for listening. Hopefully football and baseball are good this week, and we will see you all on Thursday.